the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past 9 o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And this is TV Cynics, Movie Cynics, Netflix Reviews.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's tough to get through that.
It sounded like you didn't really have the energy to go, you know, go all the way, go the distance with it, but you managed it.
Yeah. TV, Movie Cynics, Netflix Reviews. There we
yeah.
go.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah, I think. Anyway, did either of us watch anything that was like the same? Or we all do our usual free-for-all.
We talked about yesterday about watching, but then I realized, like, I'm not going to have time to watch anything.
I know.
You left here at, like, 11:30. Like, I can go to bed. I can't be fucking...
No, I got to watch, like, 4 movies? Like, what the fuck, man?
All right, watch this and watch that. For some reason, we thought we had longer in between when we were recording. I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
So, it's the old usual free-for-all, huh?
Yeah, free-for-all. Why a lot of news?
Well, we did both watch this series finale of Wayward Pines.
So let's talk about that first. Wayward Pines, if you didn't listen, fast forward. Or if you don't watch that show, fast forward. If you haven't seen the last episode yet, fast forward.
If you haven't seen the last episode of Wayward Pines, you're in fucking luck. Don't watch it. Have that happy memory in your head of what could be. Imagine a good episode.
Mark brings M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't. I know he had no part in it. He threw his name in there. I don't know why, because no one's looking
because
for him.
You just throw your name in as a producer. That way you can get it sold, and then you get a piece of the action.
Yeah, I know,
you have to do no work.
You show up
to the set every once in a while.
I don't think he is a selling point. Ooh, Shyamalan? The guy who put out all the shitty movies?
He's got another new movie coming out.
Meh. Probably going to suck.
Because it's based on a book. Now, we're just going to fucking spoil it up because I don't give a shit. So the series, it went on all these fucking creatures. What do they call them?
Abbeys. That's a stupid name, too.
Yeah, the Aborigines.
those are those black guys from Australia.
The fucking leader guy, he was a piece of shit, that guy.
Yeah, a little fucking twerp.
He decided, well, that's it for them, and he opened up the gates. So they'd all
his plan was to kill everyone and start fresh again.
But evidently this fucking first generation was like Children of the Corn type shit. They had some
they had a secret bunker.
Yeah.
So
which only that a blonde annoying lady knew about.
Yeah, I'm sure she knew about it. I was.
She very well could be with them.
No, she's dead.
No, I read the postmortem with the creators, and he said, "So is that blonde lady dead? Did she get like eaten?" He's like, well, if that's what you want to think, go ahead, but...
Doesn't matter.
I can't decide.
They're not making a fucking part 2.
Wrong.
Are they?
They're in talks for season 2.
The whole point of this thing was supposed to be a fucking standalone shit.
But I guess it was pretty popular, so you might have another season 2 next summer.
Yeah, but it'll fucking suck. The way it ended... It ended where all the fucking main characters are gone.
He wouldn't admit the blonde was alive or dead.
It doesn't matter.
But he did say that Matt Dillon is definitely
dead. Well, of course he's dead. He fucking blew his ass up. All the main characters are fucking gone.
I'm so used to watching TV shit, I half expected him to just climb up, like, all disheveled.
I'm good.
Yeah, I snuck out right before it got blown. Like, we weren't even down there with you. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, before the scene, you know,
whatever.
Kind of sounds like Bruce Springsteen. A
little bit. Okay, it is weird. Oh,
and then, at the end, that kid from that show is the most annoying character in the history
of television. Because there's lots of kids
in the show. I fucking hate him.
Matt Dillon's son.
Yeah. Oh my god, not his real son.
In the show.
What an annoying piece of shit. By the way, I saw him in something else, I don't remember what, as a little kid a couple weeks ago.
Did you hate him in there too?
He's got that fucking face that you want to punch. Like, fuck you. And he was just like a whine. Like, his father's like, listen, it's very dangerous. You gotta come. Dad, I don't want it. Why are you telling me what to do? Like, when you listen to your father?
The guy kind of depends on your relationship you have with him, I guess.
Dad, why are you cheating on Mom?
I know. Just fucking get over it. I like fucking. What do you want, kid?
God.
I mean, your mom's all right, but this one, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if I would cheat on his chick Teresa with for the other one. The other one was fine, but comparably?
The mom was hotter.
Yeah. Way hotter.
I don't know. Well, you know how it is? The chick was his partner, so you're with her, you know?
Yeah, well, I told you that I was really distraught after the Easter bombing, man.
Rabbits and chocolate everywhere. It was a catastrophe. Ugh.
And I couldn't tell my wife because it was confidential. It was classified, so what are you going to do? I had to fuck the next person next to me.
Anyway, it's a shitty ending. You know, go ahead and watch it.
We didn't see the ending.
Yeah, I know.
So the son woke up from his fucking 3-year coma to find that, like, fucking shot in the corn, the kids took
over.
Yeah,
all the kids fucking took over. All the adults are gone. They're all frozen. And it was shit.
They didn't show how it happened.
Well, you have to just assume, because the kids go into the fucking hidden bunker with all the supplies. The adults were left in the mountain. And you have to imagine there was a little bit of a war, because the kids come out of their bunker with all their supplies, and now they got the adults in the mountain, so there's a fight. And I guess...
And the only person who can beat anyone's ass is Matt Dillon, and he's dead.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I'm assuming because the kids had more resources, probably, because I think they were pretty well stocked up with shit. So they used that, and they took over, and there you go. And there's a fucking piece of shit ending. It was horrible.
And by the way,
I don't want to see a fucking season two, because how are you going to fucking fix it? Well, you can't.
You know what's going to happen is that kid, the most annoying character in the history of
he's
going to
unfreeze all the adults, and then they're going to come back. Fuck it. Show's done, man. Let it be done. You ruined it. You fucking ruined it. It's over. Let it be.
And Matt Dillon did not have to die.
He really didn't. You couldn't risk
something.
It was a stupid
thing. Like, there was like 10 of them trying to climb up. They weren't getting in that door. Get some guns and start shooting them when they're climbing up.
I mean, plus you could have rigged something. Whatever, man.
I don't know how they figured out where they were anyways. That didn't even make any sense.
A scent? I don't know.
Wait, oh, yeah, a powerful smell, yeah.
Whatever, man. It fucking sucks.
That logic, we'd be getting... humans would be constantly getting killed by, like... you're telling me that the human nose is stronger than any animal's? Dogs have a strong nose. Why aren't wolves just finding us everywhere and killing us?
They know where we are. They know. Don't worry about it. They'll kill you eventually. They're biding their time. Anyway, enough of that shit. It was horrible. Don't bother. I saw The Expendables 3, because that popped up on Netflix recently. And I'll be honest with you, I seen a little bit of Expendables 3 when it was leaked, way back when, but I didn't bother watching the whole thing. I watched a couple minutes, and I was like, ah, fuck it. But then, you know, I seen it was on Netflix, so I started watching it. And it's what you expect. We all know what those Expendable movies are. They're, you know, kind of cheesy action. I mean, but that's what it is. It's not pretending to be anything else.
We did a whole bit on it. Sylvester Stallone got a bunch of washed up actors.
Hulk Hogan's in the next one. Bruce Lee's ghost. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, Hulk Hogan's
Steve McQueen. Hulk Hogan's racist now, so. And yeah, Sylvester Stallone might forgive him, put him in
that
something.
That Hulk Hogan thing. I guess he's on TV, so this counts as a TV. What the. Sure, he's racist or whatever, but.
There's no reason to erase him from the WWE.
Fire his ass, and that's it.
I know.
It's not like he murdered some. People murder people and don't get erased.
OJ's. His jersey and his name is still up at Ralph Wilson Stadium. He's a fucking murderer. He killed two people. His shit is still up.
Well, actually, he was found not guilty.
We all know. It doesn't fucking matter.
You know for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do, actually.
I saw some doubt.
I'm not that entirely sure.
Listen, the glove don't fit. You must have quit.
And, I mean, yeah, there was DNA evidence all over the place. I mean, his blood was everywhere.
Johnny Cochran.
But then again, the cops were racist. Mm-hmm. So, they probably took his blood from somewhere else and just dumped it around. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah, let's debate a 20-year-old trial.
Anyway, yeah, it was kind of weird. But hell, he might be in some shit. I'd like to see him. Give the guy some fucking work. Anyway, so, Expendables 3.
Yeah, so
good.
The WWE... He's not on the website. He's not in the Hall of Fame. They're going to change their mind about that, I'm
they
sure.
They really should. Oh, you know when they will? When he dies.
They took all his merchandise out. So you can't even get a Hulkamania. If you want like a replica of his shirt that he'd rip up, you can't get it.
It can be worth a lot of money. Too bad I ripped all of mine up to prove how strong I was.
Even though it wasn't like a real t-shirt or anything.
Whatever, man. I'm still strong. I could rip it.
These 18-inch pythons.
They're 24-inch. Don't go deflating them now.
He's older.
Yeah. Okay, I also saw Alien Outpost. Or, I tried to watch Alien Outpost. It's another one of these movies where apparently aliens invaded the planet.
Enough of that.
But they don't show any of that. This is the story. Aliens invaded the planet. We beat them back. They left the planet, but there were a few stragglers. So you have these little kind of pockets of fighting still going on. Because we know that the aliens are still, you know, in a few areas. So they kind of build like walls around it. And they have platoons of army guys in there. Just stationed in those outposts, you know, fighting the aliens that are still left. But I mean, the war is over. But, it was so horrible, and I'm like, where's the fucking alien? Let's fucking see something. And nothing really happened, and I couldn't hang with it, so I was like, fuck it.
You know, all these movies, the fucking humans beat back the alien. It's never going to happen, because the laws of physics don't allow for people to travel that far.
Wormholes.
You can't travel through wormholes.
Says you.
But even if they say they could and they got here, do you think we're really going to destroy a someone who has that much technology? Come on.
Well,
Would they even have to come on Earth to destroy us? They're just fucking... I don't know what they would do. They'd come and take what they want, and they'd be like flies. Like, get away from
me. They all want us as sex slaves. You know that. They get one look at me.
And if they want
all of a sudden, I'm fucking aliens all day.
If they want anything from us, it would be like, we need water for our planet. We're going to suck it all. It would be some
whatever resources, you know.
Yeah. Or they need a new planet.
Anyway, you know what? They in Battlefield Earth, the aliens won.
Well, that was a piece of shit, too. Come on.
Oh, well.
I mean, the closest planets are, a thousand light years away. So at the speed of light, you're...
Sleeper ships.
You're taking 1,000 years.
Hey, what if, a million years ago, they left, they're, frozen, and then when they get here, they're gonna thaw
out? I guess. They'll be all drowsy when they're fighting us.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shit. Is this a dream, or are we really fighting these guys? I don't know.
I mean, maybe they'll take a Vivarin first.
I had this weird dream. We went down to this planet and we destroyed all the creatures that lived there.
It's weird. They were pretty gross.
No, that really happened. Really? I was fucking this hairy animal. They were calling it a cow. I don't know.
I think his name was Mark.
I don't know what was going on.
Anyway, something else I saw. The Prince. Shitty action flick. But the thing is, I could stick with it. It was bad, but not so bad that I couldn't watch it. Because, you know, there's a dude kicking ass and shooting people. So that's always good. And there was a hot chick following him around. I enjoyed it, you know, on some level. Bruce Willis was in it, which he's in a lot of, pieces of shit. When I see Bruce Willis, I expect him to be in a blockbuster.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean, it still made money.
Is that a good movie? I don't know.
Yeah.
And there was the whole 10 yards.
Yeah. The first one was, had its moments.
What, was he like a mobster or something?
He was like a hitman or something like that. Hitman for the mob. Huh. But yeah, he's in this. And like I said, it's kind of fun, you know, with the shooting and the killing and everything. But, you know, action flick.
So the big the movie news this week is that Jurassic World 2 is already set to come out on June 22nd, 2018, I believe.
I heard about that, yeah. Get the sequel ready.
Even though even though this one was a piece of shit, it might be the third biggest grossing movie, but it was not good.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was shit.
People keep saying that it was good. It was a good movie.
It was fucking Godzilla. That's all it was.
Yeah, it's a monster movie. I didn't fucking like it.
It was a monster movie with some fucking Defar, whatever, the fucking guy from Law and Order. We're going to use them for
Vincent wars. Vincent D'Onofrio, Law and Order, Criminal Intent.
Why do you think a dinosaur would be great for war when people, we got missiles. We'll just shoot your fucking dinosaurs. Not hard.
No. If you've seen the movie, it would work well. Listen, there are ground assaults. Not everyone has fucking missiles.
Well.
It depends who you're fighting, where you're fighting.
But anyways, so Jurassic Park Part 2, they don't know when it's going to... Like, I don't even think they have a script yet.
Well, they left that loose end in the movie, you know, the whole army aspect. They left with the embryos and shit, and so they have the technology to do what they want. But so no, maybe they're going to do that army angle for
Chris
the next
Pratt
one.
And what's-her-face are going to be in it.
Yeah, maybe they're going to be fighting that. They're going to try and stop it.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know. It's a fucking movie. But that's the loose end they left.
That goes against all of what that's against everything Jurassic Park's ever been.
It's not going to be the park. It'll be something else.
No, they're not going to do that. Are you dumb? That's what people want. They want to see the fucking park. That's the whole point. People like the movie.
Well, but the thing is,
if you're going to make it into some kind of like James Bond flick where Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt are sneaking around some lab somewhere back in America or in Japan or something.
No, they keep upping the ante. Jurassic Park. No, it's an island. Jurassic World. Now they're on the whole fucking planet.
It's the same island that Jurassic Park
was on. I know, but they're trying to up the ante.
That was my favorite part when they were in the...
The old one?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Had, you know, some... Still bad, but, you know. I still gotta see Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I heard that's good. I heard it's a fun flick. Maybe I'll go by myself tomorrow and watch it.
Go for it, dude.
Yeah, because I...
The other thing is,
can't get him in a book.
They're all but saying the Terminator series is dead.
Which is too bad, because I liked it. Apparently, everyone says it sucked. The last one I enjoyed. It's a fun movie.
Well, the problem was that I think it's too far gone, and young people don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, young people weren't clamoring
and
for
it. They made a PG-13 movie, like, oh, we gotta get the young people.
Which was a mistake. Yeah. You should have had it R. A little more adult.
Showed the Khaleesi's titties once again.
You know she's not showing shit.
I know.
Stuck up. Fucking.
So no more Jurassic World, no more Terminator.
Well, there will be another Terminator, but it'll be a different reboot in like fucking 5 years.
Or 10.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can't throw away $1 million idea like that. Do it 100 times if it'll make a dollar.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Anyways, the other thing that's two shitty movies were in the news this week. Sharknado 3 came out, which I've never seen a second of any of those fucking movies.
Yeah, I admit.
Don't care. I'm sick of people talking about it. Give it up already, all right? Now, that's all I have to say about that. But the other shitty movie that's coming out is Pixels, which is getting, like, the worst score ever.
Fuck you. I will never see it.
From what I've read, it is, like, the shittiest movie.
I know. Listen, I don't need anyone to tell me that. I seen the fucking previews. I know it's a piece of shit. But meanwhile, it'll make money. Everyone's going to see it and say it's horrible, but people are going to go there. Dumbasses are going to crack the fuck up.
Adam Sandler's been dying in the box office lately. He doesn't do well anymore.
Oh, man. I hope.
This movie's not going to do well.
Good. Hope he never makes another movie again.
You know that Minions or something's going to be number one again this week.
Well, yeah. You got a lot of...
It'll probably be Minions,
Inside
Ant-Man,
Me or whatever. That shit's still out there.
Kind of, yeah, it's kind of faded away.
Well, still.
I bet you Minions will be number one again.
Good. Adam Sandler, he used to be funny, but then he got so big, people were too afraid to tell him that his ideas suck.
Yeah.
So, maybe now, eventually, someone will say, like, listen, man, you dressing up like a chick? That's not fucking funny. Maybe for, like, 5 minutes that's funny. Not a whole goddamn movie.
Well, there is reviews out there that say that this is going to end Adam Sandler's career. Like, it'll be over.
Probably not. He'll be fine. You know how much money that asshole has?
It's true.
I'm just hoping this might jar him, and he'll actually start making movies.
He didn't. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he had two good movies, maybe three. I know everyone loves Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, but are they really that good of movies?
Now,
Wedding Singer was a great movie.
I love Wedding Singer. Listen, there's a lot of good flicks. I like Spanglish. I like 51st Dates.
Those aren't his movies.
He still acted in them.
That doesn't count.
I know. Okay. Little Nicky. Waterboy. Those two are classics as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they're not as good to watch now. When you watch them now, it's kind of goofy. Like, I love them when they came out.
Yeah, but listen, he's had good shit. His comedy albums?
Those are funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious. He's a funny guy. He's a talented guy. He's a really good singer. He is, you know, he has a lot of good qualities. Very talented.
I like The Cobbler.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. Yeah, not an Adam Sandler flick. When he's just acting and he didn't write it, then I can watch it. It's like, okay, this is probably going to be a good movie. I like the one where he was like some kind of like toilet salesman. Punch Drunk Love. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Spanglish.
Yeah, I already said that. I seen a couple other things, but I'm not even going to bring them up.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, fuck it. Save it for next week. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Have a friend to talk to Adam Sandler, okay?
You don't mind that I think everybody's a robot and all my conversations are being recorded.
And you don't mind that all my hands are way too short on me. And I also stabbed someone with a pair of scissors a long time ago.
And you don't care that I collected animals from the side of the road, then pretend they're alive and think I'm a famous football player.
And you don't have a problem with me when I follow people I never met before and force them to look at the portrait of Neil Diamond I have tattooed on my back.
It's very pretty, baby. Well, you must have been sent from above. You're all that I can think of. You're just a psychotic